You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne joins us now, and today he turns into an economist with this reflection on jobs, the economy, consumer spending, and how money makes the world go round.
And a very good morning to you all. There are three kinds of people in the world: those that can count and those that can't. Obviously, I can't count, but I do know that this country is in an awful mess. Or so we're led to believe. Be afraid. Be very afraid and be worried all the time. That's what the media wants from us, isn't it? Well, apart from Red River Radio and NPR, of course. No, we just want you to be, well, concerned. A bit concerned. Concerned enough to set down your glass of Chablis for just a moment while we ponder the national debt. From what I'm told, we've got some serious skid marks on the nation's credit card. Apparently, every man, woman, child in this country owes about $50,000. That's how much the national debt is. It's a gajillion or something. It's a lot. Or is it? Well, I suppose the Chinese banks wouldn't be throwing money at us if they thought we were going to default. So I guess our creditors believe that we have the ability to claw our way out of the recession. And what recession? I mean, I don't want to sound like an insensitive gobshite, but I haven't met anybody who's really been affected by the recession. But I'm sure people have now. Well, to be honest, you see, I do feel somewhat lucky. Being a teacher, I know that I'm reasonably secure in my job. Which reminds me, I was in the store recently. In, well, you know the one, the world's biggest retailer. I'm not allowed to mention its name on the air, lest it be construed as an endorsement. But let me put it like this. This store, if it were French, it would be called Walmart. Anyway, there I was at the checkout, and there was a woman in front of me that had a baby, and the baby had a nappy on that was minging. Or, as you'd say here in this country, the baby's diaper was stinking. The lady, fair play to her, had the good grace to apologise to me for the awful odour. Says I, ma'am, you're all right. I'm an elementary school teacher, and that smell is the smell of job security. But back to the recession. My wife tells me that one of the reasons why we here in the People's Republic of Louisiana have not been so adversely affected by the recession is because of the restrictions that was placed on loans, on giving out loans. And here's where it gets interesting for me. So because we had regulations in place, we avoided the mess, the fiasco that places like Arizona, California and Florida are in now with their hundreds of thousands of foreclosures. The lending market here in Louisiana was restrained by law from giving out loans to people who obviously had little chance of repaying them. Call me stupid. Call me a blatant intellectual sloth, if you will. But doesn't that prove there is a role for government regulations and restrictions? Someone needs to restrain the potentially unbridled greed of what Car Talk, Click and Clack, refer to as shameless commerce. And don't get me wrong, no, I'm all for people making a deal, making a profit, and then going out there and spending it on stupid stuff. Hey, consumer spending here in the United States is the engine that drags the global economy in its train. So don't feel guilty about all that crap you're buying. No, you are greasing the wheels of global commerce. But can we please agree that to lend money to people who obviously can't afford to repay it is reckless? So is it possible that the Chinese bankers are driven too much by greed and we simply won't be able to repay our loans? As my doctor says to me, cheer up, the worst is yet to come. Have a lovely day. Bye.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.